My sim is, and Ezra discusses what type of shidduch a person should do. So Gemara says that a person should always yishtad adam lisa bas tam chacham. He should try to marry bas tam chacham, lasir bita tam chacham. He should try to marry your daughter to tam chacham. And the Gemara says really, you should sell everything which you own in order to marry a tam chacham, in order to marry bas tam chacham. So I went to the shayla that the halachas that normally do mitzvahs only goes to chaimish. What's the shayla over here that you have to sell everything that you own in order to get a tam chacham? So the answer the Rambam says in Perek Chavav Halacha Beis that a bita of a tam chacham ain't davar maguna b'teich beisoi and the shalom bayis, that the reason why it's everything you own is not because of the mitzvah. The reason is because it's just saying it's a teva. It's not a shalom bayis. So by tam chacham, it's going to be this, and that's the reason why you have to do it. And it says that if you marry am aretz, it says abad esem o imer or shechem behema chozav b'amaretz b'dakav mitzvahs b'amaretz b'dakav mitzvahs. So the Taz discusses that is there any type of aretz which is okay to marry his daughter. So Taz says that, what's the reason why you're supposed to marry Bastam Chacham? So there's one in Yatsiyuchos. That's one in it. But it's not what we're discussing over. The reason why the Gemara is saying it's so important to marry Bastam Chacham, is like the Taz, is because Ein lem leiv lahavin ki chayecha varech yomecha. The Teva of Nashim Yivadu Balem Mitayra, the Teva of Nashim is a Tevata, the Azim from learning. The Shosin Sarvim Shokayach Ziyasku B'Scheiris, they want to go to work in order to make money, be them the toiva, be them haza, have a good life. Asher ein kein im yaske b'toyla, be them a rakam ha b'luchod. Be them as ein kein chayecha be them haza, be them haza, be them haza, it's both, shukul yorach, shul am haza. So you see from Rashi that the dekut of a basam verse is because doesn't value toiva, she doesn't value that the person learning. But, zog the taz, if you find a basam verse, which is chachm, mavina, in yis hazachana, in b'yisr, there's no yisr, and it's okay to marry basam. All right, especially nowadays, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov's, even daughters of Amaratzim are very into learning. Most nefesh we're learning, just look around at our door. So therefore, the Indian of that you shouldn't marry Amaratz really doesn't apply. There's a separate in Yichus. It's a mile of Yichus. Yichus is a mile of Misad Yistin. It's not going to apply. The Gemara means down that Amaratz should not marry Kehenes. And if you get married to Kehenes, ain't Zugim Aliyafa. It's not going to be good Shidduch. So the question is, someone wants to get to a chazan, she says, he's afraid to marry a kahanis, because he's afraid maybe he's not Maris. So the chazan says, should you do the shidduch or not? The chazan said, if you're really scared of the Gemara, really, she was in the Yiddish Kanam Maris. Because olden days, Amaratzim was a little different than nowadays. Olden days, Amaratzim were people who were like, not part of society, they were like low lives, like nowadays, drug addicts. That's what it was. Everyone was learned, and everyone was. And if you were Amaretz, you like weren't part of society. It was like all different. Like Mar says in Pesachim, like Amaretz, you can't trust him with anything, and it's dangerous to walk with him. Maybe he'll kill you. It's much different than nowadays. The Chavis Yari, Pesach Shur means in the Chavis Yari, says that nowadays we don't have this din of Amaretz. Amaretz, not the Amaretz, which it says Chavis Yari says in Simanayin, Eilon Amaretz Shdivu Chavim. Kamosh Eilon Amaretz Shomosh Shdivu Pesachim. Look at Mar Pesachim says six things you can't do Amaretz. Don't give him. Aiders, don't trust him, don't walk with him in the street. That's not the Gabe's, that's not the Matthias. So to this din of Amaretz Kimrakanis, that also we don't really have Bisman Hazeh. He says you shouldn't marry into a family of Mitzoyrin or Mishpachas Nifrin. Why? Because if the family is Muchsik, they have certain medical issues, so then it's not Kedai to marry into such a family. So it's interesting. It's Machalik is only Rebbe Rabbanan. Rabbi Shlomo only two times or three times. So really, Paskin that is three times. Mechaber Paskin. Vushach is about Gimel Pamim. That this type of Chazak is only if it's three times. And Zakeh even Rabbi holds normally two, but this type of Chazak is going to need three because it's not such a shtaki Chazak that if even Rabbi is going to ask over here that you need three in order to have a problem marrying into such a family. I know somebody wants to talk about Kanyevsky. This something shy like the three people in the family who had a certain issue, and Chaim said, yeah, they shouldn't do the shidduch. Because the halacha. And the Gemara says that if you marry a lady from Mammon, you have children which are not going to be proper. That's all in the Chaber Paskins, that kol nishi, isha, mammon, have bunches of mugurah. There's a shiloh, What does it mean, Noisi Shishim Mammon? Are we talking about that there's something wrong with the marriage? It's like there's an Isser, there's an Isher Psula, and that's what we're talking about? Or it's talking about somebody should not marry for money. And if you're doing a rich shidduch, the reason why you're doing the rich shidduch is because they have money, then that's going to be a problem. So Mechaber says, Lo Isa Adam Isha Ishim. Oh, you should marry Isha who has Psula, and if you marry Isha Psula, Mishum Mammon, it's not Isha Psula, a regular would be okay. That's Shivas Rivash. Then the Ramah brings on Arachas Chaim. That's what happens. Then let's say you made a Shidduch. And the Apostle Mammon and Harbin Shidduchim. Rechaz of them. May I going to give a Dira? And afterward he said, no, we're not doing it. Well, the Agin Kalasim Shem Zeh, you shouldn't make your Kalat be a Yigun because of that. If you do that, you're not matzliach. If you do that, you're not matzliach. Then zuga aliyafa. For moment, all the clerks from the ishtay, any moment shall yosher, some shall yosher. For chol a isak and mukin oisik ishtay shom moment. The koma hashit and chom mechamas ikach. Toiv azatziach. Think about it. They give you one, then it's going to be okay. So it's a question. The goyim learns that this Ramah is arguing on the mechaber on the first shita. The first shita says the only problem is ishtay moment is only for ishtay psula. Hashem is not Yisrael, so it's not going to be a problem. This Arkas Chaim, which says that if you made a shidduch, and then they want to be chayzer, for you to go ahead to make your wife a yiguna because of that, that's going to be a shidduch. It's arguing that she does whenever you're marrying for money, then it's going to be a problem. The chalakas mechaykev is chaylak. This is the difference between whether you're originally only getting married because of the money, and or if you're already engaged, and now you're not getting the money, and you make your wife into Iguna, then that's a whole different story. It's like the Afiyaf and Ezek, Kol Sheni Psula is okay, but then La'agin Kalosim Shvazeh, or La'agin Atzmoy also, La'amtim Lisi Isha Asyisei Isha Isha Mom, the person himself is not going to do a Shidduch until he gets money, then that's going to be awesome. In other words, the Chazakhlik saying is not a Machlikis, to get married for Isha, because of her money, amongst the Psula is okay. But to hold out yourself or to Magen Kalosi, that's going to be a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan just says, Pasha, that the passage like the Shita, that's only if you're doing the same Isha Psula, regular would be a problem. He writes that, and forget it's good for Tam Chacham to marry somebody else's money, you shouldn't have to worry about Havi Al Mahaza. And therefore, he holds like that Shita that we hold that's only a problem if it's Isha Psula. If it's not going to be Isha Psula, it's not going to be a problem. As the Yudah Chafetz Chaim used to say that the best of bracha in a shidduch is that there shouldn't be mammon, because sometimes if you have somebody who's used to money, it's very hard to live a kind of lifestyle. And which says that if you see mishpacha, which is always fighting with each other, also if you see the as panim b'yoyser, they have to be choishes on them, you have to be choishes for them. The royal is strachik mehem, why? Because he's just simani pasles. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that Bisman Azeh, that this one wouldn't be so many passes, because if you worry about these so many passes, almost every family is going to be passed. Someone has this pun in Bisman Azeh, the fact that they're fighting with each other, and therefore wouldn't be right Bisman Azeh, the fact that the Gemara which says about that would not apply Bisman Azeh. Fine, there's a whole new thing in the Gemara whether we say a Mishpacha Menastam is Cheses Kashrus, and you just get married without any Bedikas, or you have to worry about that maybe there's some type of soul. So Machaber's passes, call Mishpacha Cheses Kashrus, Umutra Lisa Mem Lechila. That any of your mishpacha is considered cheses kashrus, and it's mutter to go ahead and get married. And there's a machlekes between the Beis Shmuel and Pesach Tshuva, whether that is that talking about a mishpacha which we know, basically, we know about them, unless we know nothing about the mishpacha. What's going to be the halacha? Beis Shmuel passes, we know nothing about the mishpacha, he says, Yesh lachma mishen nidolano. Yesh lachma shem mamzah, you know anything about the mishpacha, you never heard of them, they just show up to town, and they want to do a shidduch, you don't know anything about them. Then the Bishmu would say that they have to be Machem and Asana, maybe that their moms, and you have to go ahead and do Bedikas. The Pesachei Tshuva says from the Achrayim, he says that not like that. In the Alach in the Pesuli Kach Das Kol HaPoiskim Mishen Chazak Meshpacha Koin Bar Meres Chaykom Kol Meshpacha Ches Kashus. Everyone knows every Meshpacha Ches Kashus. Usually that's Ramah Shekas Vator. It's besides Ramah, and therefore he says that the Psak. And the minig is that we go that Shvach Min Astam, you don't have to worry about the Cheses Kashrus and they're going to be kosher. So the Achronim make lots only Min Astam. Let's say a Mishpacha, the Mar brings out a case, Mishpacha has an error. What's called the error? The Machlekes Rashi and Rambam, It says the Mesrach Shekal Eiro. Is it that you have two people being made that somewhere in this family there's a mamzer? Or a chal for a kayin? So it's a suffix. And if Mesrach Shekal Eiro, you can't marry them until you do bidikas of four mothers, which four imayis, which is ima, aimima, which is really eight, the Gemara says. That if you have a mishpach which has an error already, then we have to go ahead and check. What's called mishpach who has an error? Rambam says that two Edom say somebody over there got his puzzle. Rashi just says that there's a shemesh psul. You don't have to be discovered. There's going to be a shemesh psul. So minastam, you don't have to be chayshish. We paskin not karma. But if there's some type of error, some type of shemesh psul, then already you're going to have to do b'tikas now. Which is a little bit of a problem. How do you have a mishpach which has an error? This is what the Gemara says, that if you have a mamzer which no one knows about, so the Gemara says, mishpach shenitma, once it's ready, it's tamei, then already you don't have to say. And we paskin, the Ramah paskin, chose adav can be should do a bedarbet. The whole issue is if you know there's a psalm, if you know about it. Mishpach shabai psalm, any door of the rabbin, kivish nitma, there's a mishpach by the psalm, people don't know about it, so kivish nitma, you don't do it. I do a psalm, any rashal goitza. Now be megalit. So, how is it that you have mishpachas shenemah? How is it that you have a case of mishpachas shekal v'er? If we're saying mishpachas shenemah nitma, then once there it's misarev, people know about it. So if you're not supposed to say, those two things should be a steer. So some mechalek between 1 8 or 2 8. 2 8 of avada is really does. They should go ahead and say, "Shenkin v'yichdan 1 8." So then, already now we see mishpachah. You know, echad number b'surim, but mishpachah shekal over. You're not going to say it. Shenkin, if you have 2 8, then you're going to say it. The chiluk is whether there's a vaday pasul or a safa pasul. If it's a vaday pasul, then you're supposed to be ma'ira. That's mishpachah yeshel of ira. Then you have to go ahead and be magalat. Shenkin, if it's not a vaday pasul, it's just a safa pasul. Then already you shouldn't go ahead and say it. And I once heard from somebody, a very big mistake about the Salah Mishpacha Shenib and Nippa. He said that someone was called him up, it's not a Kedusha, and he knows that this person is a Mamzer. So what should he do? The person doesn't know, the Chazan doesn't know, the Kaal doesn't know, he just knows, this rabbi knows. He says, oh, don't say anything, Mishpacha Shenib and Nippa, and it's okay. That is a totally toyus. That's a total mistake. Mishpacha Shenib and Nippa means that if you have somebody who is a Mamzer, no one knows who it is. But somewhere in the mishpacha, you know there's a mamzer. You don't know which one it is. If you say you don't have to go ahead and be mavara, it's okay. But if you know vaday, this person's a mamzer, there's a pasha, that's the fish meishua, there's a chiv deraisa to go ahead and make sure the person doesn't marry someone who's supposed to marry. And vaday be a chiv to go ahead and tell the person that that's the situation. So, the Gemara Rav Asa says that when you get married, you should go check the brothers of the mother. Because roiv banam adoimen lachin shel aim. So the question is, let's say there are a lot of brothers. Like, what do you do? So some say, go, but it's all right. Most of them, okay. Then it's okay. You don't have to worry about every single brother. And just because one brother is a bad apple, you don't have to worry about all of them, as long as whatever them are okay. But some would say that, when we say, doima talachin shel aim, that it doesn't mean how from the person is. Lovin. How are you able to marry Lovin's sister? Achin shel aim. Tarz says, it's totally a mitus. And if the midas are okay, then it's not going to be a problem. It's a different way to say that. If one of the brothers are okay, it's a problem. It's only if all the brothers are bad, you have to worry about it. If not, you don't have to worry about it. This is a nidin about whether is there such a concept of a yinoba shidduch. Somebody does a shidduch with somebody, and the person was sick, or had some type of issue, it wasn't megalit. Is there an issue of a yinoba, and it's going to be mechatois, and is it going to be aser? So the Star Bungi Yavamas, the famous Star Bungi Zadig Marmim Zayin, Yavamas says that there's somebody whose father was a goy, and three shittas in the Gemara, your father's a goy, whether you're kosher, apostle, mamzer, we pass it, you're pugim. So he's kosher, he's not to get married, but no one wanted to get married to this person. So the Gemara gave Eitzah, go hide, go to a different town, no one heard of you, and go get married over there. In fact, the Star Bungi, how you to do that? Why isn't I not? You're tricking the guy. The guy thinks he's getting rich, and you never get married over here if you knew the person was the son of a guy. It's like this type of tremendous say that when it comes to Shidduchim, there's no such kind of aina. Why? Because when you're dealing with, let's say, I buy a Gemara, like Gemara is a little rip. So okay, I'll trade it in for a different one. Same Gemara, one is rip, doesn't have a rip. I buy a washing machine, nothing wrong with it. I'll get a different washing machine. When dealing with a person has so many factors to that person, so many aspects to that person. There's only one of this type of person. If it's like this type of that, the gedder of aina by Shidduchim It's not like regular dini mamaris. The pshat is one of the chachila. The get I know is that if I would find out, would I walk out? I'm not going to walk out of the shidduch and not get divorced a second. Then we're not going to consider it. I know. And the stipa says halacha v'lo lemaisa. That's the famous shtickle of the stipa. So based on this, many people are semich on the stipler. Some people, I would say, and when they have issues with shidduchim, they don't say whether you know diabetes or some other issues or pills or chulu. They don't say. Rabbi Yash is very misnagged to the Malach of the stipler, and he says, if you don't say it, there's a tzaddik, which is nachal, and there would be no by shidduchim, and avad is a chiv to say. Just mitzad eitzah toiva, you know, a marriage is based on trust. And if you go into marriage, you're tricking somebody, then, especially if you're tricking the girl, the man's tricking the girl, you know, she finds out after that there's something wrong with him. By a girl, especially, a marriage is based on trust, and it'll take her either years or forever to get over it. And if he said it's a toy, but it's really not such a great idea to be someone. And stipulant also is something which is not possible.